everybody, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. My name is Kyle. Orion's not here.
Orion is back in our hometown watching his brother play beautiful musics in a little tiny bar. He told me he was going to be absent last week. He told me this that he was going to be absent this week, but he told me last week. And I totally forgot about it until about half an hour before the show was supposed to start. I'm glad I remembered, because there was one time he supposedly told me, and I still don't remember it, and I got mad at him.
That time he was also going to see his brother play music.
Probably, but I didn't remember him telling me at all, even once he told me again. I'm glad I remembered this time and didn't just get mad again. But, so it's just me all by myself, except, oh, wait a minute, who are those other voices? Well, there's Bames. Say hi, Bames.
Hi, Bames.
Oh, you. And M. Say hi, M.
Hello.
Now, just before we started recording, we struck upon something that I think is quite important, and that is, who did, in fact, let the dogs out?
Woof, 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 woof.
I feel like, despite the fact that this is basically a really bad stand-up comedy bit from the exact same year that the song came out, we should really investigate this. Who did let those dogs out?
Do you want me to, like, analyze it literally?
Yeah, Em, please tell us, who let them out? Why did they let them out? What was their motivation? Do they hate our freedoms?
No, see, it's a metaphor for men's repressed sexual desires towards women.
Oh.
And dogs are like rapists, so.
Oh, so it's a song about rape.
Yeah.
It's a rape anthem.
Yeah, which is like, it was perfect for the Rugrats movie.
Yeah, yeah. I have a related question that I think is just as important. And that is, who let the dogs? Oh. My throat just bubbled like a bubbling brew. Who let the dogs wear short shorts?
Did that happen?
Yeah, man. Who let the dogs wear short shorts?
Were they like special short shorts for dogs, or were they people short shorts?
I don't know, man. I just had this funny thing in my head that I didn't end up doing because I thought about it while I was already broadcasting, and you would have heard me put it together. But I wanted to cut part of the Who Let the Dogs Out song where they go, "Who let the dogs out?" But I would have cut it after dogs. And then I would have taken that really old commercial that people probably don't even know about anymore. Who wears short shorts? If you dare wear short shorts, nair for short shorts. And I would have just taken wear short shorts out of that and put them together. So it would have said, "Who let the dogs wear short shorts?" And I would have thought that that was really, really funny. Nobody else would have. And I would have been laughing for like half an hour.
So that's the standard of quality on this show?
Yeah, that's pretty much how this goes. Orion would have got it.
I would think it would be retired old ladies from Florida.
Orion would have been like, "Hang on. What are this song and this commercial?"
who does this song? Did this just come out?
This is one of those new things.
Orion. For any new listeners, Orion is the same age as me, which is 30, but he doesn't remember anything that's ever happened, ever.
I think he thinks he's like an 18-year-old boy.
What's that movie with Brendan Fraser, Blast from the Past? Is that it? Where he spends his whole life in like an underground fallout shelter, and then he comes out, and it's like he time-traveled to the future?
I think
Orion, like, he sees these things, and then, like, immediately his memory just dumps it out for, like, vagina.
Yeah, he's got to make room for remembering the various nude female bodies he's seen.
Yeah, he's only got so much memory.
Orion has a tube site for a brain. Mm-hmm. Em, what's your favorite porn site?
I don't really go to any.
Oh, come on. Way to reinforce the horrible negative stereotype that women don't look at porn.
Oh, it's just the jiggling, and it's like, my face.
I think you need to start watching porn just for the sake of feminism.
I just don't like looking that close at genitals.
Do you want to be equal or not, Em?
You're part of the patriarchy.
Watch porn, or I'm taking your right to vote back.
God damn it.
And then
Kyle
twice.
And then I get to vote twice, except I won't. I won't even vote once.
Hell, do you count as two people?
Yeah. Well, if I can use as many votes as I steal from women.
Mm-hmm. It's Sean like says, if you kill somebody and you get their powers.
Yeah, exactly.
Sean says my favorite porn site is Tumblr, which is pretty accurate because I just look at pictures of Tom Hiddleston like drinking tea and it's like,
is that is that Loki?
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yes.
Is he British?
Yes.
Sounds it.
Yeah, his
name is Hiddleston.
Yeah, Tom Fiddlestick sounds like a British guy to me.
Sounds like some type of like old time folklore.
Do you ever get like porn doubles of people, like a bendy dick come a bunch?
No, but that sounds hilarious.
How come British people look so weird?
Because they're all inbred.
Is that what it is? Because British people are a little weird looking. Like there are some British hotties, both on the male and female side. I'm secure in my sexuality. I can admit it. But there are also a lot of weird looking ones, including...
It's also because they're grown from, like, strange roots.
That could be. I would believe that they're all, like, yams. They're yam people.
I, like, pulled them out of the ground. But yeah, well, the other thing is my sister always says she could tell if somebody's British or not by if she can imagine them in, like, old-timey Renaissance clothes or not.
I could see that. But that Fiddlesticks guy, he... He is a strange-looking fella.
He is.
He's very gaunt. He's about, I'd say, 80% nose.
Yeah, I like lizard guys and, like, dwarves. I don't know why.
10%.
She's into reptilians.
He's about 80% nose, 10% cheekbones, and the remaining 10% is just joints.
I didn't say it made sense. I'm just
I feel like he's very cartilage-y.
Yeah. I think he has cartilage instead of bones. Or maybe it's reversed. Maybe he has bone where normal people have cartilage and cartilage where normal people have bones.
You could just put like an ear piercer right through his face.
Yeah. He seems a little translucent to me too. Like if you held him up in front of a light, you could see right through him.
Yeah, his tummy would go.
Yeah.
A lot of British people are like that. And a lot of British ladies have that cankle effect that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, British ladies are the worst. Like, because British dudes, I can look at a British dude and go, okay, yeah, he looks like an extra from Schindler's List, but that's fine because I don't bone dudes. Mm-hmm. But British, listen, ladies, every single one of you, I'm evaluating you for whether or not I would want to stick my penis in you. That's just the way it is. So, and if you fail, you should feel bad.
You might as well kill yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you should feel very bad about yourself if I don't want to fuck you. But yeah, British ladies, man, there's something about British ladies that like a lot of them, even when they're young, they look like old ladies. Like well,
then there's that voice. I mean, can we go to the trolley?
Well, yeah, there's that too. But they have this like Angela Lansbury face where like the chin and the cheeks, even when they're not fat, like the chin and the cheeks are like they have this separation like a ventriloquist dummy. I don't know why. That seems to be a British lady feature.
Speaking of Angela Lansbury, did you guys know she's like not British? I thought she was for a lot of years.
Oh, I think if you're that old, you kind of become honorarily British.
British?
Yeah. Is she even alive?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Is there a shortage of vampire hunters or something? Why? Why is she still alive?
I don't know.
Not she enough hitmen.
She has to solve all them murders and write about it. Oh, dude, wait, that's Castle now.
She wrote those murders, okay? It's her fault that they exist.
So,
how long do you think it will take before she's cast out of this realm?
Who knows?
Millennia?
Kyle, do you think that Castle is just a reboot of Murder, She Wrote?
Hell no. But then again, I never really watched Murder, She Wrote. Like, even as a child, I wasn't really into old ladies and typewriters.
What?
Yeah, I know, it's strange. But it was not my thing. Like, I would watch Ninja Turtles instead of Murder, She Wrote. I know that's weird. For a
old
young boy.
Ladies and typewriters were the only toys they had in England.
That was my shit. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you're still into old ladies and typewriters.
Yeah.
M.
Yes, sir.
I have a present for you.
Okay.
You want to just get right down to business?
I guess.
Last week, I was supposed to present M with a song. And I had a lot of trouble with it. And I couldn't get it done. Because M is just such a sweetie. And I want to fill her all the way to the top with babies. And I couldn't think of anything to say in the song.
I take that as a threat, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, the baby part or the saying you're a sweetie?
No, the baby part.
Oh.
Head to toe.
Well,
babies.
You're going to love this song then.
Okay.
I've got a song for M. Are you ready for this jam?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Your lady bits, just give me a chance to fill you up with baby shit. All I'm gonna need's a turkey baster and a shoehorn. Give me 5 minutes and I'll show you what your womb's for. Thanks for the castle calendar and the fanfic. I hope you know I think they're both fantastic. I know there were less gay Asians than you used to, but I gotta say, Em, in the end you really pulled through. I love the part in the story where I get shrunk, but if I'm being honest, Em, the ending kinda stunk. I'm crushing on Beckett and then I crush her with my butt. I had to reread that part, cause I was all like, what? Most of the time I'm all about believability, but in this case I think I gotta take a stand for tiny me. Just when things were getting good and sexy Vamps was on, suddenly I'm big and all my dreams are getting trampled on.
M, I wanna fill you up with babies. M, I wanna fill you to the brim with M.
Chocolate labs. She's half a Jew and she's gay, married to Nicholas. She's so empathetic that shit gets ridiculous. Settle down, M, cause feelings is for gay lords. Girls are full of plumbing and I'm about to invade yours. Drinking 40s and I'm thinking about them ovaries. Let me show you how sexy harassment is supposed to be.
M, I wanna fill you up with babies. M, I wanna fill you to the brim with M.
That's the M song.
Oh, I think I just started ovulating. You should take that song and like go to a college and just sit with a guitar and play that, and girls be like, "Oh my god!"
Maybe girls named M.
Yeah, you can change it to like Marie. Oops, that ruins the rhyme. But yeah, it's adorable.
So you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was worried because this one, it gave me a lot of trouble. I finished this song today because I had a lot of trouble with it. And I sat down and I finally said, I'm just going to fucking do it. And I did it and I got it done. But that means, because I finished it today, that means the BAME song that I thought I would also have this week is not yet done. So BAMES, I am sorry.
Sorry, BAMES. I'm more important than you are.
Well, I mean, you were ahead of him on the list.
I know.
Bames, are you mad?
I'm hurt.
Bames, you'll still get a song. It just won't be until next week.
Nope.
And it'll
awesome
be
myself.
It'll be way easier because I've already written two Bames songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, I've got.
Oh yeah, two.
Yeah. So, you know, there's the Sonic one, and then there's Bames is a guy. Bames is a guy.
Bames is gonna cry.
Oh, that's a good rhyme, Em.
God.
Bames is a guy. Bames is a guy. Bames is gonna cry. I'm not gonna lie. Oh. But there will be a BAME song next week. And then after that, there will be a Rafael Trujillo song, which will be very Mexicano at his request. And I just got a new donation today for a song. I don't know if I'm supposed to say who it was from or not.
Kevin Frost again.
It wasn't Kevin Frost, but I will say that this is another donation on someone else's behalf. This is someone asking for a Fleenus song, but it was not Fleenus doing the donating. So there will be a Fleenus song after the Rafael Trujillo song. And this person even tacked on an extra $5. Because it's only $20 for a song. You want a song? Hey, if this is your first episode, you probably shouldn't request a song because I won't know what to say about you. But we're doing this thing. If you want a song written about you, I'll do it for $20.
I mean, extra $5 means they want it to really sting.
Maybe. They told me to include a didgeridoo, which is an Australian instrument that sounds like... I don't...
Yeah, that's going to have a great beat to it.
Yeah. It'll just be that and me going, Fleenus, Fleenus.
It could just be didgeridoo and, like, spoken word, and you're just like, Fleenus.
Yeah, it'll be like slam poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so it'll be really vague.
Yeah. Or it'll be about racism.
And you won't be able to tell whether you're actually being disparaging or not.
You know what you should do? You should have, like, dogs barking and then people just talking in the background.
Want dogs barking in every song. Before the show started today, I was playing music. I was playing some Jay-Z, and M was like, there should be dogs barking in this. And then M got an ad on Ustream, and she was like, there should be dogs barking in this.
That's not what I said. I said if I was a rapper, instead of going, I would have dogs barking.
Yeah, and then M said, this one time I was watching one of President Obama's speeches, and I was like, there should be dogs barking in this.
I did say that.
M loves dogs barking.
Mm-hmm.
M, I can't put dogs barking in every song. I put dogs barking in the Chad Beat song, but now you've got a taste.
Yeah.
And you just can't let it go. You got to get more dogs barking. Are you sad there weren't any dogs barking in your song? Should there have been dogs barking?
No, because I just imagine you singing that at a college with ladies around you, like strumming a guitar, so it's good.
I did mention dogs.
Yeah.
I said that you love animals and chocolate labs. I didn't know specifically if you like chocolate labs, but I figured.
I like pretty much any dog, as long as it's not bad and I don't have to, like, get my Caesar Milan on. And
yeah, that's about what I figured. I imagined you wouldn't turn away a chocolate lab.
Yes.
And it rhymed really well with terrorist abs.
Oh, yeah.
Which you also love.
Yeah. I'm not the only one who loves terrorists, apparently. You saw the Free Jahar thing that was going on, right?
Yeah, there are all these girls on Twitter who are hashtagging Free Jahar. I don't know if they're still doing it. It's a little bit old news, but they were hashtagging Free Jahar, and Jahar is like a nickname for one of the Boston bombers. The younger
one.
That's
totally a ripoff of when I wanted to free Jafar from the lamp.
Oh, man. Poor Jafar. He really got screwed. He was all ready to... You know, he didn't think that through, though. He was all like, I want the powers of a genie. And then the genie's like, well, okay. And then he got bound to the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Jafar really wasn't thinking.
He really would have been better in his position as a scheming vizier.
Yeah, with an absurdly long face. Do you think Jafar might have been British?
Maybe. He sounded British despite being Arabic.
M, on a scale of 1 to fiddlesticks, how hot would you rate Jafar?
Well, I don't know. He does have plucked eyebrows, and he does wear mascara, and it doesn't look like he's eaten in 3 months. So,
and he does have a ridiculous name.
Yeah, so that's like, oh man, maybe an 8, 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's what I thought. M would bone Jafar. You heard it here first. This is the kind of stuff you can only get here on Itch Hat. If you don't know who M is, this is super entertaining for you. This is my first episode. I wonder what they're going to talk about this week. Oh, some girl I've never heard of before wants to bang Jafar.
Oh, who let the dogs out?
Oh, yeah. Who did let those dogs out? I've always wondered about that. Oh, man. So crazy, this world. You guys, I was thinking about something today. Do you remember Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah.
What, do you remember? Jack and the Beanstalk was a dumb story. Because Jack is like, hey, I'm supposed to sell these things at the market. And then instead of selling them, he's like, I'll take those magic beans because fuck my family. So Jack's already an asshole. Then he plants the magic beans and goes up the beanstalk and just basically breaks and enters into a giant's house. And then the giant isn't too happy about it. And that makes him the villain, I guess. But Jack's the real villain in the fucking story. But there's a part of the story where the giant says, I'll grind your bones to make my bread. And that line has always stuck with me because I've always tried to figure out how that would work, how you would grind up bones and use them to make bread. I assume it would take the place of flour?
Yeah.
Would that work, do you think?
No.
I want to ground up wheat. You add water to that and it's dough.
Would it work with bones, do you think, though?
It would be bad dough.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have the properties of wheat, so I don't imagine it would work the same.
Yeah, I don't think it would. I want to try
wheat
it.
Wheat is made out of skeletons.
I want to grind up some bones and try to make some banana bread with it.
Well, he also wanted to grind up his skin and guts to make jam. That wouldn't be good jam.
Yeah, no, that would be really gross jam.
That would be bad preserves.
Well, that would be closer to like spaghetti sauce than jam, I would think.
It'd be closer to murder.
Well, I mean, it would obviously be murder, but I don't know. I want to try up grinding up some bones, and I'm going to try to make some banana bread with it, and I'll call it Bonana Bread. What do you think? Great idea or really great idea?
$1 million idea.
Yeah.
You should head down to the patent office. Post haste.
You could totally make that like novelty thing. People will be buying that up.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't buy it for long, though.
Yeah. Oh, made from humans.
Once
this
the first
is such a good pun.
Once the first couple of Amazon reviews came in, I'm pretty sure sales would drop. This banana bread is actually just bananas and ground up bones. It's a disgusting, crunchy slurry. In a vaguely loaf-like shape. It's just like slush in a bread bag. Mmm, this is so good.
It wouldn't bake very well.
It's like eating a banana-flavored bag of children's teeth.
You could probably use it as a calcium supplement, though, because people grind up chicken eggs and stuff for calcium.
They also grind up human bones.
Bames, now, I never said I was going to grind up human bones to make my banana bread.
Well, how else are you going to make it?
I could do it with chicken bones.
Nah.
Chicken bones seem like the easiest bones for me to come by.
If it ain't human bones, I'm out.
Well, then I guess I'm down one sale. Em, you would still buy my banana bread, wouldn't you?
I would buy two just for the puns.
Ah, thank you.
It's like, what is this disgusting bread? Hey, it's banana bread, get it? Oh.
Em, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you famous now?
In what aspect?
I heard on Twitter that you're going to be on TV.
Well, probably not. I'm going to be an extra on a TV show.
For anybody who doesn't know, Em just shot a pilot for ABC.
It's called
Game of Thrones.
It's called M's House. It's about M, and she runs an animal shelter out of her home, but only for exotic animals. So there are like giraffes and pygmy goats.
Yeah, they had to cut out about 4 hours, 5 hours of stuff because I was for M's House, I was sitting there like on the internet for about 4 or 5 hours at a time, and they couldn't really use that, but everything else was good.
Yeah, M writes the scripts, so the first episode was just M tweeting. The second episode is going to be M looking at job applications.
Yeah, that would be 5 hours of work, yeah.
And the third episode will be It'll be half dog petting and half crying.
Yay! It's my two favorite things to do.
It's kind of a dramedy. M's house.
They happen at the same time.
So, no, what are you going to be on?
It's a food competition show on Food Network. Called
She'll play the role of the food.
No, I will play the role of like one out of the 200 people that sat there for 4 hours and then almost did not get food. But
you did get food.
I did.
Was it banana bread?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
It was turkey burgers?
Yeah.
What kind of cooking show does turkey burgers?
The worst.
I don't know. It's like a it was like a competition between pizza and turkey burgers.
Man, I mean, burgers are great and all, including turkey burgers, but I feel like if you're going to do like a competition cooking show, making people do turkey burgers is like it's like doing a competition cooking show where like you just try to see who can cook the best hot pocket.
Yeah, what is this? Zinc Chef?
No, it's a...
I get it, Bames.
No, it's, tungsten.
Sorry, it took me a minute.
Zinc Chef. As opposed to Iron Chef. Aluminum Chef.
Yeah, but basically, if you want to be in TV, you have to stand around for a long time and put up a... Yeah.
I've been on TV before. Did you know that, Em?
Really?
I'm world famous. I've been on a
The gatekeeper.
I know that. Well, that was closed circuit television. I have been on that as well, but that's not what I mean. I've been on national TV. Pause for dramatic effect. I was on an episode of Conan O'Brien.
Aww.
Before he was on TBS and before he took over for Jay Leno.
I was figuring it was like To Catch a Predator.
Nope. I was on To Catch Conan O'Brien. I was in the audience.
They catch him?
Did they catch Conan O'Brien? Yeah. They did. And I was in the audience during this weird sketch that they did about a guy who had stretchy arms, like the guy in Fantastic Four. And he would like stick, he would be like at the front of the audience and stick his arms like down by the seats. And then another pair of arms would come up in a different part of the audience. And it was supposed to be his arms because he had stretchy arms. I was in one of those shots. Maybe a couple of those shots. Just saying. Pretty famous.
Wow.
Were you gooning for the camera?
I think I did look pretty stupid because I was looking up at one of the monitors trying to see if I was in the shot. So I wasn't looking at all at what was going on. I was just looking like up and to the right.
So were you like a kid?
I was probably 15 or 16. Yep, pretty famous. So
tell the ladies about that so the panties will drop.
That's what I'm doing, Em. Okay. What do you think we're doing here?
Oh yeah, I'm a lady. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Man. I'm trying to get through this baby barrier.
It doesn't. Nobody can. It's like an iron wall.
Oh, Em. I'll get into that womb one of these
iron
days.
Curtain.
One of these days. I'm going to storm that womb.
Mr. President, tear down this wall.
I did think the shoehorn was an appropriate analogy.
Yeah, well, that's to get the turkey baster in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
speaking of vaginas, I came up with there are a lot of slang terms for vaginas. You know, like pussy. I like puss without the E. Just puss.
Poos.
Poos, twat, snatch.
I prefer twat.
Vag. Twat is very British. That's like a fiddlesticks word. but I came up with a new one that I like and that I think is very appropriate. I think it describes the vagina very well. It sounds like a sound that a vagina might make. Do you want to hear what that word is?
Yes.
Scudge. Scudge is my new word for vagina. Girl, give me that scudge. I think it sounds like appropriate. It sounds like what a vagina is.
Sounds like something that would come out of a vagina.
Give me that scudge. Well, exactly. It sounds like the general like kind of t- tactile experience of interacting with a vagina. You're going to get scudge all over yourself.
Even better than giving me that gushy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Give me that scudge, girl. So that's
vaginas are just dripping with butterscotch pudding all the time.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
If you're doing it right, I guess.
Man, you ever see a girl wearing a skirt and you can tell where she's been? It's like reading a family circus cartoon that's got like the dotted line where the kid went, but it's actually just vagina drippings. Just little,
seriously, just leavings.
Yeah, just little dollops of cat food gravy all along her trail.
Go to the doctor.
And she's even wearing underwear. It just doesn't matter. That stuff just seeps out and around.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can tell the difference. You can tell when a girl is or is not wearing underwear, because if she's not, then the trail will be one dotted line of cat food gravy. If she is, it'll be two, because it'll be like splitting and going out the sides, like out the leg holes. This is science, Em.
Okay.
If science makes you uncomfortable, then I don't know what to tell you.
I learned this. I took bio.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad that men are telling me about how vaginas work.
Vaginas?
I don't know.
Did you just say vaginas? I think you need to be told how vaginas work if you call them vaginas.
Look, we already talked about this on Alpha Counter. I know how to spell words. I don't know how to say them.
Oh, Em. That scudge.
That scudge.
Mmm, that scudge.
I assume this is spelled with a K?
Mm-hmm. It's S-K-U-D-G-E.
Mm-hmm.
Scudge. Kind of like fudge, but a little grosser.
Fudge plus a scud missile.
If you're talking about a black lady, it's acceptable to just call it fudge.
That would have to be really fresh fudge. It's dry fudge, it's fudge. God, it's hot. Dry fudge is gross.
Brad Kelly wants all up in that scudge. Brad Kelly, you ain't interested in no scudge. Maybe pony scudge. Fluttershy, give me that pony scudge.
That does sound like a word bronies would come up with.
Say scudgy wudgy.
I can just see like posts on Reddit in some My Little Pony subreddit with like... It'll say, like, I don't know, whatever the title of the post is, and then at the end of it, in brackets, it'll say scudge. It gets tagged as a scudge post.
Ah, great, another scudge thread.
Brad Kelly, do me a favor, get on Reddit and create MLP scudge as a subreddit.
R scudge.
Scudge! I love it. It's so appropriate.
Yeah.
Em, if you had to rename penises, what would you call them?
Floppity doodongs.
That sounds a little too British.
I just imagine you guys walking and like tripping over your penises all the time.
They're man,
just,
like, that is very generous of you, Em.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Step on mine. It really hurts.
It's a real problem. I always get mine all twisted up.
Cars just run over mine.
It gets all caught in my shoelaces.
From the other side of the street.
Sometimes I'll be walking, because I've been walking outside a lot. I'll be walking like down to the gas station, and I'll feel like a weird tug. And I'll look behind me, and like three little black kids have grabbed my dick and started jump roping with it. And I'm like, gosh, you guys, come on. Every
people
time.
Play pranks on me all the time. I'll get up, and I'll just be tied to whatever I was near.
Yeah. Yeah, you ever, like, go to a McDonald's? You ever go to a McDonald's and you, like, sit down for a while by the play place and eat your food, and then you get up to leave and you almost fall over because some little black kid tied your dick to a table?
Yeah.
It's always the little black kids. I don't know why.
Tied it to one of the Grimace statues.
I think the little white kids are just taught to fear pedophiles and to stay away from dicks. But the little black kids are always tying my dick to stuff. The other day I was walking home from the gas station, and I was getting extra tired and sweaty. I was like, why is this such a workout today? And I looked behind me and I realized that my dick was tied to a little red wagon and there were three little black kids riding in it.
It'd be funny if they were jumping on it as well at the same time.
Jumping.
I just get packs of dogs following me.
You ever you ever take a bunch of rubber bands and like tie off portion like regular portions of your dick so it looks like a chain of sausages?
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. At parties. It's a party trick. You ever put your dick in your own mouth and then spit it out and it's tied in a knot?
You ever pull yours out of like a jacket and it just keeps coming like handkerchiefs?
Yeah, it's a magic trick. Oh man, I dyed my dick rainbow colors for that trick. It's a real winner.
You lay yours out on like a table and then you put a box over it and you cut it in half and you wheel it away.
Best kid party ever.
You ever like make dick animals? Yeah. You just take it out and twist it into a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
And then you give it to people.
Dicks. Dicks, people. We're talking about dicks. Hey, you guys want to do a new segment I just thought of?
Sure.
It's called What's Going On in Alpha Counter. Sean Ryan sent me a bunch of Alpha Counter promos, and I cannot be relied upon to play these at a regular interval. But I want to hear them, and I haven't listened to them yet. Let's see what's going on in Alpha Counter. This one's titled Mayo.
So I was thinking about things that you shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
That Southerners sort of do.
I just can't get past the whole adding mayonnaise as a key ingredient to everything.
You're not from the South.
It's a binding agent.
Unless it's ambrosia.
Yeah, unless there's fruit in it, you don't put mayonnaise on it. I think what it is Southerners have decided that they need to eat a certain number of calories per mouthful.
Yeah.
And if you can't get to that limit,
you'll take something that sounds and tastes awful, but as a matter of Southern pride, you guys have to justify your own decision by going, this is the best thing ever. This is a delicacy now where we're from. We're gonna make this all the time.
How do you think segregation lasted so long?
The Alpha Counter Podcast from the creators of Method to Madness. Find them on iTunes and alphacounter.com.
Oh. Sean, I can't get on board with this mayo hate. I love mayo. I put it on everything.
Oh.
I put it on sandwiches. I put it on candy bars. I put it on my scudge. I put it on my dick.
I like that promo because Sean tries to do a Southern accent and it's like so bad.
What would you call Sean's regular accent? He's got a peculiar way of speaking and I don't know what to call it.
I call it American.
I call it, generic Californian.
No, not at all. Sean has a peculiar aspect to his voice. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he was raised in a lab, but it's not American.
He definitely has a radio voice.
Yeah, it's some kind of Hat Man dialect. What else is going on in Alpha Counter? Do you dare to guess what Team is all about? That's the next promo. It's called Team.
Oh, I already know this, but...
Well, don't spoil it, Em. I want to find out for myself.
Okay.
It's the Alpha Counter Podcast.
Dirty Hangman. That sounds like a bedroom game. That sounds like I'm going to take you back to the bedroom and I'm going to give you the Dirty Hangman.
It's a threesome with one schwanz.
From the creators of Method to Madness.
I have thought about mounting the dog, putting the leash in his mouth, and slapping his butt and running around the neighborhood.
Okay, now I cleanse a different image from my head.
Sean, you're a jerk.
Find them on iTunes and alphacounter.com.
You can't say I have thought about mounting the dog.
Well, I don't know how else to describe what I was thinking visually in my head at the time, and I was speaking very quickly.
I think it's cool that they edited Kyle's laughter into those
poems. No, isn't that amazing?
Oh, I think I'm going to mount this dog.
Well, he's just so big. He's like a pony. Like,
yeah, which you would also mount.
Yes.
Oh man, Em is mounting all the critters.
I should have been less specific in the type of action I was taking. I should have said gotten on the dog. Oh wait, it's still sexual.
You know, Em, I think if you own a dog, You should have access to all of its plumbing. I think that's only fair.
It's not my dog.
Oh, man. Well, now you're in trouble, then. You can't be mounting other people's dogs.
No.
Oh, Em.
Yeah. I'm glad you laughed at it, though.
Oh, I did. I definitely did.
That'll bring the people in.
Let's see what the next one's all about. It's called Nazi.
So speaking of offensive,
yeah,
my kids have a Hangman game on their iPod. So I say, let me see that. I type in a word and I hand it to my wife. And it's a four-letter word. And she says, can I get a hint? Yeah, it's a political party. And she says, can I get another hint? I say, okay, well, it's not necessarily a political party from the United States. She looks at it again and she starts typing. She starts typing stuff in again. And then from the side, you see my wife give one of those you motherfucker looks.
From walked across right the table, into it.
As my youngest Katie, mommy, what's a Nazi?
The Alpha Counter podcast from the creators of Method to Madness. Find them on iTunes and alphacounter.com.
You can't have two promos about Hangman.
That's one too many.
Yeah, come on, guys. Read the guidelines. This is pod law. You can't have two promos about Hangman.
One joke about...
This isn't the Wild West anymore.
I don't even know what the joke was in this one. That Matt's kid doesn't know what Nazis are?
What an idiot.
Yeah, Matt, drown your kids. Man, I think all terrible things are hilarious. Okay, there's one more. It's called Make Out. I hope this one's about M and dogs.
My friends are like high functioning nerds, like they're social nerds, and they're like, let's find you a date. She was like, all right, Emily, if I see a cute guy, I'm going to like pull my ear and like nudge over to
what? Hold on. What's to know? Just start making out and they'll flock.
Yeah, I get
Not enough liquid courage.
Wow, I would have to be like blackout drunk. I can't even imagine doing that.
Again, the opposite wouldn't work. It's like me and Kevin couldn't go to a bar. If I'm looking to score to pick up a girl, he and I couldn't start making out and have the same effects. Although actually, no, if Kevin and I started making out, then the same thing would happen. A bunch of guys would flock towards us.
Probably.
The Alpha Counter podcast from the creators of Method to Madness. Find them on iTunes and alphacounter.com.
I like the background music in that one.
Yeah, Em only makes out with dogs. No weird shit.
Em, you wouldn't make out with a girl.
It wasn't so much that. It was that it was Annika.
Like, oh, you wouldn't make out with that girl.
No, because she's my friend, and I just had the image. Like, I have this thing where if you say something, I'll have it in my brain immediately, and so I just imagined it, and I was like, no.
I like how Sean managed to take the idea of two girls making out and turn it into him making out with Kevin.
He does that all the time.
I know. I know.
And
you ever just, taxes. With your best friend, eat the same piece of pizza?
Yeah.
Right next to each other?
He can make, like, taxes and stuff about him and Kevin making out.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, him and Matt, too. And then he likes to pretend it's like, oh, other people are all about us, like, thinking we're secretly gay. But then I'll be like, Sean, how's the weather today? And he'll be like, you know, it's pretty warm, almost warm enough for me to take my shirt off, take Kevin's shirt off, and roll around naked together. And I'm like, Sean, what are you talking about? I just asked how the weather was. And he's like,
geez.
He's like, I just wanted to cut you off at the pass because I knew you were going to go there. I was like, Sean, I really wasn't.
He's like, yeah, right.
I like it how he thinks that if he makes out with Kevin, that gay guys are just going to flock.
Yeah, wow. He has a really high self-esteem, I guess.
I know.
It's a hat.
He just thinks that those two people, him and Kevin, are so hot together.
Oh my god, Em, have you ever written Sean and Kevin fan fiction? Like, slash fiction? Slash Kevin?
I've thought about doing that before.
Oh man.
I had to stop myself.
Because people keep suggesting it. I was like, yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Well,
you know how I am.
You don't want to.
Sean keeps suggesting it.
Yeah. Sean keeps making new Hotmail accounts to email you from. Hey, Em, we don't know each other. I definitely don't wear a hat. Anyway, I'm a big Alpha Counter fan. Method of Madness is one of my favorite shows, too. I think it'd be really hot. I mean, funny. If you wrote a story about Sean and Kevin getting it on.
And I have some very specific stipulations. It should involve a hot tub and...
It has to make me feel better about all the trouble.
Wait, Sean says, I've dared her, but she lacks the courage. So he has asked you to do it.
Yeah. He asked me to
face. Wouldn't it be funny?
That's like if a dude and a chick are hanging out and they're alone and, you know, they're both kind of nervous and the dude's like, wouldn't it be like hilarious if we just boned right now? I mean, I'm just kidding, unless you want to.
Sean just starts laughing nervously and it transitions into crying.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a joke.
He never calls.
I imagine when Sean cries, he just says wah.
Once.
Tears rolling down his cheeks, but he just goes, wah. And then he's done, and the tears keep coming.
And then he dries his tears with his fedora.
Oh, gosh. Man, fedoras are good for catching tears.
I always picture that he just sucks them back into his eyes.
The Native Americans used to refer to fedoras as tear catchers.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Did you know that they invented fedoras?
No.
Yeah, the first fedora was made out of buffalo.
That is surprising. Why do you know so many things about Native Americans and buffalo?
Oh, I know everything about everything, Em. Ask me a question. I know the answer.
We learned about all the Native American novelties in elementary school.
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, there was a whole chapter devoted to how the Native Americans used every part of the buffalo to make hipster clothing.
Yeah, we learned about Native Americans almost as much as we learned about Hitler.
Did you know that the first graphic tees were made by Native Americans out of buffalo?
Yeah, did you know that the Native American word for a tent is actually Hot Topic?
Oh, man. Did you know that threadless is actually a Native American word meaning before it was cool?
Mm-hmm. There's just a Native American wearing like an eagle skull on his head and he's like, you all laugh at me because the god Quetzalcoatl chose me. And I laugh at all of you because the god Quetzalcoatl did not choose all of you.
Oh, Bames, I think you're getting confused. You're talking about South or Central American Native Americans. I'm talking about real Native Americans, not those wannabe Mexicans. Quetzalcoatl.
Hipsters are just like second generation, third of Native Americans. So they're posers, not hipsters. Oh my God.
I'm actually racist against South Native Americans, but not against North Native Americans.
I'm part Native American.
Well,
and Mayans.
Which continent did your parts come from?
Are you a dirty native?
Oh, God. I'm just joking, because every time, like, you say, like, I know there was one episode, every time you said anything, I was like, yeah, I'm part that. I'm part that.
Em, you are part everything.
Oh.
You know, I'm supposedly part Native American, but I think it's actually just my great-grandmother thinking it was cool to pretend to be part Native American.
Did your grandma marry a meatloaf?
I'm pretty sure most of my relatives married meatloaves.
Did you have a lot of accessories made out of feathers?
No, but when my great-grandma died, I got to dig through a box of her shit and pick out whatever I wanted, and I got a lucky rabbit's foot.
She didn't have, like, a Game Boy Color or something?
No, my grandma was kind of lame. Like, when they call them great-grandmas, they're usually lying.
She only had a Game Gear. Yeah.
She pretty much just smelled like piss soup and walked around with a walker and then died. That was pretty much great-grandma.
That was her entire life.
Yeah, pretty much.
She was really mediocre.
I think my great-grandma's name, or maybe this was just a name that she said was her name when she would talk about how she was part Native American, but it was like Ouida or something. Something really weird. Ouida. She's a strange lady, and then she died. And then I got to go to her place and dig through a box and pick out a lucky rabbit's foot. I think there were like containers like with the days of the week on them for pills, and maybe a coin purse, one of those like rubber coin purses that you squeeze and they open up, and a lucky rabbit's foot, and I took the rabbit's foot.
I thought you meant her birth control thing for a minute.
I'm pretty sure my great-grandma wasn't on birth control.
I know.
No need, Em. No need.
Well, was she on like the uncool side of the family?
Well, she was on the white trashier side of the family, but neither side of the family is really cool. My mom's side is definitely the white trashier side. They did all the moving all over the place, all around the country, and they had the drug addicts who ended up in jail and crack babies, that stuff.
Weeping knees.
Weeping. No, that was my dad's side.
Hmm.
But they owned a home and lived in it and let their legs weep. Yeah, but anyway, so I know the answer to pretty much every question. So if anybody has any questions for me, by all means, ask, because I can answer any question, as I was saying.
Well, I was wondering. In episode 203 of Naruto,
yeah.
What color shirt was Sasuke wearing?
Oh, that's easy. It was blue.
Oh my god. Sorry, I had to talk about anime.
I'm telling you, I know all the answers to everything. I can answer any question that anyone could ever ask. Bames?
I don't want to contest your wisdom.
But this, I'm here for you, Bames. I'm here to answer your deepest, darkest questions. Something that's always been nagging at you, like, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
I'm content.
Or who did let the dogs out? You know, I started this episode with that. Who did, in fact, let the dogs out? And I pretended that I didn't know, because it's more fun to have the discussion. But to be honest, I do know who let the dogs out.
Was it you?
Nope, it was Martin Short. He was sick and tired of the dogs always being in, and he decided he was going to let them out.
So Martin Short released male sexuality?
Yep, he's pretty much responsible for all rapes.
Wow.
And, by the way, in case anybody's wondering, it's true that all men are rapists.
Yeah.
It is true. It is a true fact. Feminists
got it
right.
We make fun of Orion for it, but that's just because he's a patsy.
Well, it's because most of us aren't so open about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're all rapists. All men.
Yep.
Most of us are just rapists without an opportunity. If I saw a crippled old lady trying to cross the street and she falls over, I'm going to be mounting her. M style.
You just swoop down her and carry her away.
Oh, yeah. It's also true that all rapists can fly.
They're all vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or gargoyles.
Yes, gargoyles.
I gotta fly. Jeez.
Sorry, Em. You gotta get a little rapier.
Here's a question. I might have brought this up on the show.
Okay.
So the gargoyles, at least in the cartoon, probably in real life, they're real. When the sun comes up, they turn into stone.
Uh-huh.
And some of them have, like, open mouths.
Okay.
What about all that? And then, like, the stone breaks at night. What about all that stone that's in, like, the inside of their throat? So they just eat stone?
They spit it out.
That seems uncomfortable.
I mean, it's a thin layer of stone, Bames.
Would you like to be covered, your throat, in a thin layer of stone?
Well, as we just discussed, all men are rapists and all rapists are gargoyles, so I have been covered in a thin layer of stone and I have had to spit it up upon waking. And it's really not that bad, you know? Different kinds of stone taste better than others. I seem to have gotten saddled with a nice, tasty granite. Some people get a limestone. It's kind of gross.
Tastes like lime.
Yeah, it's a little sour. But yeah, it's not so bad. You know, it crunches up pretty easy. It's a very thin layer of stone, Bames. Come on.
All right.
How does that work, though? Because, like, don't in the TV show, don't they, like, get smashed and they're like, made out of stones in the inside, too?
Well, that's... Okay. There's a couple of things going on here. Like, when you're fully all stoned up, then you're stone all the way through. But when you're, like, waking up, you turn back into, like, biological stuff, except for a thin layer on the outside. It's like dead skin. You know, if you had a bunch of dead skin on the outside of your body and like let's say you had no dead skin on the outside of your body, but then you turn to stone, well then, you know, some of that becomes dead skin by the time you wake up, and when you wake up and you bust out of it, you know, it doesn't turn back because it's no longer a part of your body. It's just dead skin floating around.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty simple stuff, Em. Come on.
What's the chick name? What was the chick's name on that show? Lady.
What was the chick's name on the show?
Yeah.
Veronica.
You think she ever got with, you think she got with Goliath?
What?
Do you think she got with Goliath?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you wrote the stories.
We are supposed to know about that. Oh god.
Man, you get a hunky male gargoyle and a sexy female gargoyle together all the time, there's going to be some hanky-panky going on, Em. Come on.
Yeah, some gross stone sex.
Do you think any of the regular gremlins banged that, like, drag queen gremlin in Gremlins 2?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know if they have genitalia. Like, don't they reproduce asexually or something?
Doesn't mean they can't bang.
Okay.
When I say bang, I actually mean that they grab a glass of water and spill it on one of their buddies.
Kind of a prank.
Slash rape. It's sort of a rape if you get a gremlin wet. That's the show quote for this week. It's sort of a rape if you get a gremlin wet.
The show's turning out great.
This is going to be a really, really, really good episode, you guys.
So do we have anything to actually talk about?
Well, you know what, Bames? You are the worst producer, because when I do bring up things to talk about, you always poop on them.
Yeah. Just like a regular producer, I stifle the creative element.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely do a lot of that. Let's see. What do I have here? I got a story about, Miami police choking a black teenager because he was giving them dehumanizing stares.
That seems routine.
Well, I just think it's funny. Okay, 14-year-old Tremaine McMillian didn't threaten police. He didn't attack them. He wasn't armed. All the black teenager did was appear threatening by shooting Miami-Dade police officers a few dehumanizing stares. And that was apparently enough for the officers to decide to slam him against the ground and put him in a chokehold. Now, what I think is funny about this is that pretty much everybody is going to read this article and go, "This is bullshit, man. You can't just fucking arrest a dude for looking at you wrong." But there is a large contingency of Tumblr-esque faggots who believe dehumanizing stares are a very real and very offensive thing, and that they are
so,
that they are actually damaging.
He, like, shot beams out of his eyes and turned one of them into, like, a lioness?
He robbed them of their humanity, Bames.
I like how they use...
That's like a black people thing?
Black people have humanity-robbing vision. Yeah. It's why we enslaved them in the first place, because they were just wandering around making people feel less than human.
That's why you weren't allowed to, like, make eye contact with a white girl.
Yeah, exactly.
As a slave.
Exactly, because she would feel less than human because you used your voodoo magic powers.
Wow, Tumblr solved slavery.
No, Tumblr is part of the problem. What we need to do is re-enslave black people because they're going around dehumanizing us good, upstanding whites.
So when the black guys like whistled at the white ladies, they're really casting like a voodoo spell on them?
Oh, man, the whistle is a whole other thing. Like, first they get you with the look.
Crying spiders.
First they get you with the look. They hit your buttocks with that look, and suddenly your butt feels less than human.
Booty.
Then they slowly scan up to your boobs. Now your whole midsection feels less than human. Then
it's just draining away.
Then they whistle, and you've been given post-traumatic stress disorder. That's what the whistle does.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. This is why we enslaved them in the first place, because we had to keep them under control. But then, you know, these fucking liberals. They were like, oh, they're people too. Where? We probably shouldn't whip them until they bleed and hang them from trees and stuff and force them to pick cotton. Where? They should probably have basic human rights. And now we're in this fucking predicament. There's a man in the presidency with half an eyeball power to dehumanize. Every time he gets on TV, people get dehumanized. The nationwide. You wonder why the economy is in such shit? It's because we've all turned into subhumans because Obama gets on TV and he addresses the entire nation. We all get dehumanized. And, you know, if we could just make him pick half of some cotton because he's half black.
He only has to take half of the cotton off of each, like, bud.
Yeah, and then the other half of the time he gets to whip. He gets to hold the whip.
At the same time.
When people say that someone is half black, what they mean is that they're black half of the time. They never put the camera on Obama when he's in his white form because he doesn't have any powers then. What's the point?
I just imagine he flashes between his black and white forms, so that's why he's like kind of like Dr. a middle.
That's why he's gray?
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, it is kind of Dr. Jekyll-y. Obama will be like wandering around the White House in his white form, just like signing bills and stuff, being like, oh, let's give some money to the poor. And then all of a sudden he blacks out,
rips the shirt off of him and beats his chest.
He rips off his button down dress shirt. He's got a wife beater underneath, starts beating his chest like King Kong.
Shutter shades grow out of him.
He rapes his kids.
He buys lottery tickets.
Yeah. He goes to the local 7-Eleven and he stands at the counter for 5 hours buying lottery tickets. And
and then he hangs out at a bar all night playing pull tabs.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty bad. I don't know how anything gets done at the White House.
Mm-hmm. That's Obamacare for you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Obama. Oh, man. We have stunned M with all of this education.
No, I was just... I feel so bad saying this.
It's all true, you guys.
If we weren't supposed to hang black people, why are oak trees' limbs are so low?
That's a good question. And you know what? If we weren't supposed to hang black people, why do the nooses fit around their necks so well?
Why do they stretch out their necks with those rings?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, you know what? That's probably to combat the hanging. Because if you have a long enough neck, your feet will just touch the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. See, we got it right with the whole segregation thing. I don't know why you guys had to screw it up. Like,
there was this old book that I read in, like, elementary school. I think it was called The Chocolate Touch.
Was it?
And it was like...
Oh, I remember that
whatever
book.
Whatever this kid touches... Or whatever this kid touches with his mouth turns into chocolate.
And that's how, like, Obama was born.
Chocolate. And then he like kisses his mom and she turns into chocolate. And I remember one part he's drinking out of a water fountain and it tastes like chocolate. And I'm like, is that what segregation was?
This is another superpower of the blacks. Chad Beats, turn your radio down, Nicka.
I'm using my iPod right now.
Chad Beats is on the line now. He's got a gun in his avatar and a pony shirt. Chad, what can I do you for?
I know. What were you guys talking about? It took me a while to get Skype open.
We were talking about how black people have a couple of superpowers. One is dehumanizing vision. If they look at you and they use their dehumanizing vision, you feel less than human, which I imagine happened to you at some point and explains why you want to fuck animal people. They also have the superpower to give you post-traumatic stress disorder by whistling at you. And they also have the superpower to turn anything they kiss into chocolate.
Anything that passes their lips.
Yep. Which is why we used to separate the drinking fountains. Because you know how some people have a nasty habit of like putting their mouth on the drinking fountain?
Mm-hmm.
You get one black person goes up to the drinking fountain, puts their mouth on it. All of a sudden, it's just chocolate milk for days.
They actually make cocoa beans by taking a spoonful of baked beans and feeding it to a black person, and then he spits out cocoa beans.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess that's one way to make cocoa beans, but most of them are actually just black baby poops.
I was just imagining someone kissing, like, black-eyed peas, like a black guy kissing black-eyed peas, and then they just turn, like, individually kissing them.
I'm just imagining a black person putting a large spoonful of baked beans into his mouth and smiling.
You know, the reason Fergie is in the Black Eyed Peas is because she's not actually that hot, because that keeps them from kissing her and accidentally turning her into chocolate. They auditioned a bunch of girls before her that were total hotties, and they all got turned to chocolate. Chad Beats, what's going on, bro? Now I can barely hear you. You sound like you're talking to me from across the room. Did you put your iPhone or iPod or whatever like in your pillowcase? What's going on?
I was just having a nap.
I just wanted to snuggle with you, going to bed.
Okay.
Oh, there you are.
Well, the microphone on that headset doesn't work, so you guys are going to have to deal with an echo for a second.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you guys know if you drink a bunch of NyQuil and then drink some cranberry grape juice, it tastes like gummy worms?
Did you know that if you brush your teeth and then drink some orange juice, it tastes like being electrocuted?
I love that Chad has cranberry grape juice in his house.
It's a Mormon staple.
Prevents urinary tract infections. It's good.
Which one fruit's not good enough for me?
Yeah, Chad, what's the deal, man? You can't handle just one fruit at a time?
Well, I already drank all the grape juice and the cranberry juice.
Yeah, but I bet it was like grape pear juice or something.
No, just 100% grape juice.
Was it white grape juice? I bet it was white grape juice.
I bet it was.
Spill it on the carpet.
I bet it was like some weird race mixing grape juice of white and red grapes.
Like how Kyle was made?
It was pink grape juice. Is that how I was made? By mixing red and white?
Yeah, you're half Native American or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We mixed the red and the white grapes and out I came.
White grapefruit isn't white, though. It's yellow.
You're yellow because you're part Asian.
Probably.
M is part everything. Chad, what parts are you?
I'm a lot of white things.
So, talcum powder, mechanical coconut pencil milk. Erasers.
Nah, that's too much pink in that, man.
The Trix Rabbit.
Yeah.
Chalk.
I always have had a tendency to like white chocolate a lot more than regular.
8.5 by 11 paper.
Harold from Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Yep. So how about this episode, Kyle?
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We might have to take a break soon because I have to pee like a horse that runs really fast in competition with other horses. Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as a racehorse.
Or a Mexican.
Em, you're from the South. How often do you hear I have to piss like a racehorse?
My grandmother used to say it a lot, but I've heard my stepmom says the craziest things, like, she'll say blah, blah, blah from asshole to asshole to appetite.
Asshole like, to appetite? Appletite?
Appetite.
Appletite. Like, you know, I have an insatiable appletite. I can't get enough apples.
It's supposed to mean like a broad range or something that she'll say, oh, he was a jerk from asshole to appetite or something. And I'm like, what?
That's not even a very broad range in the dictionary, Grandma.
I don't know.
It also goes backwards. P comes first.
You know what? I've heard the phrase ass over apple cart.
I've played the game apples to apples.
I have never bought an Apple product.
I love Apple Jacks.
Oh, man, but they don't even taste like apples, Em.
I know, they taste like cinnamon. But the apple is always trying to run in front of the cinnamon, but it always gets screwed in the end.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Have you seen Cinnamon Jacks?
That's
a thing. I saw them at the grocery. I thought it was a mirage at first. I rubbed my eyes cartoonishly. I focused. I put on my opera glasses. Cinnamon Jacks.
Do they not actually taste like cinnamon?
Do they taste like apples? I don't know. What a terrible marketing scheme.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to love Apple Jacks, but now that I'm 30, I just don't get it.
I think they're shaped like Jacks now, too. Like, they're not Fruit Loops.
Are they like X-shaped?
Yeah, they're like X-shaped.
I don't think you're making any sense right now, Bames.
I just speak it like it is.
Bames, you are wasted on soccer energy drinks.
I'm just so enthusiastic about football.
Goal!
I feel like a Mati from Captain Planet.
Oh my goodness, I have to pee like crazy. I'm going to have to take a break. You guys ready for a break?
Yeah.
Sure.
We've done a lot of good work so far, and we'll be back for more in just a little bit. But for now, I have to evacuate my bladder.
Hey, give me a break.
Yeah. Give Bames a break, everybody. Break.
Pull at the dogs!
Wear short shorts!
And we're back from the break! How's everybody doing? Did you miss us while we were gone? Em tried to get away. But I said no. I said, Em, you stay right where you are, or I will unleash the hounds. And then you'll have to mount them all. It'll be confusing. It'll be a whole mess.
And Em made some kind of vague whimper. And
yeah.
Remained.
Yep. Yep. That's what happened.
You threatened me with babies.
Yeah, that's true. Em, come on. Don't pretend you don't want these babies.
He aimed his member and went...
Come on, girl. You're practically asking for these babies.
No mean yes.
Exactly. When a girl says no, I just figure she means try harder to fill me with babies. And you've never actually said no, I don't think. I've said I want to fill you with babies, and you've just been like, oh, that's a threat. But you've never said, no, don't fill me with babies, which
She's just shocked that her plan has been working so well.
She wants to be filled with these babies.
Reverse psychology.
She just loves babies so much, she wants to be filled to the brim.
Yes, having like a child gestate in me and then having to shove it out of my vagina, it sounds like the best thing ever.
It's most women's favorite thing.
That's why they'll tell you about it all the time.
Uh-huh. You know, I was talking to a woman the other day. She was like, when I got pregnant with little Hayden, I was ecstatic. And I didn't even know how awesome it was going to be when they pulled him out of me. I had a C-section, and I swear to God, I came 6 times. It was the best. I'm trying to get knocked up again. I'm trying to get him to set it up so that C-section is just like snaps. It just snaps shut. Like those old man pajama pants that they had in cartoons with the snaps in the back.
I'm thinking like a zipper.
Or I could get like one of those doggy doors in my gut for babies to come out of. I'm trying to get that installed, but for the time being, that's like against the law. It's too dangerous. Yeah. Thanks, Obama. But anyway, I digress. Chad Beats, are you still there or did you hang up?
No, I'm here.
Chad Beats, I gotta ask you, man, when are you gonna give up all this Mormonism?
Maybe some Tuesday.
Some Tuesday? It'll be a Tuesday specifically.
Yeah, Tuesdays suck.
Well, you know, Chad, there's a Tuesday coming up.
Well, Tuesday is when video games come out, so...
Which are God's least favorite things.
Yeah, so he'll be like, I really would like to purchase The Last of Us. I renounce my religion.
Yeah.
Chad, do you live near, like, a bunch of Mormons? Like, are you in the Holy Land of Mormons, or are you just kind of hanging out? West.
What'd you say, Chad?
I'm in Key West. There's, like, 5 Mormons here.
Do you ever get lonely knowing you're the only one going to first tier?
Oh, man.
Chad, when are you going to give up this Mormonism? It doesn't make any sense. It's a load of malarkey.
Yeah.
I know. It's just, kind of a Mormon, so...
That's pretty much everyone's summary of how they feel about religion.
No. If that was everyone's... Well, you know what? That would actually piss me off more if that was everyone's summary of how they feel about religion. If everybody was like, yeah, I believe in God, and then I was like, why? And they were like, I don't know. That would actually piss me off more. You don't know? You just do. You just... Because it seems like a thing? Oh. Okay. Sure. That seems reasonable.
I don't feel like filling out the forms to... make any sort of real decision.
Chad, do you have to fill out forms to get out of Mormonism?
I think so.
He has to inscribe his name on stone tablets.
Gold tablets?
You mean outscribe his name off of stone tablets.
Yeah, he has to fill it in with putty.
Silly putty.
He has to fill it in and sand it down.
He's told to not use silly putty, but he does anyways.
Well, he's a silly guy.
Silly putties is the holiest of putties.
Silly putty for a silly guy.
Oh, and he's gone.
He was offended.
He's gone.
Chad, come back.
He's like, I was never allowed to have silly putty as a child.
Mormons are strictly against silly putty. That and caffeine. No, I think he just lost the call because he's calling back. Chad, we thought you hung up because you were offended.
No, touchscreens are just a pain.
So
you can make fun of Chad's religion, but don't bring up silly putty. That's
Don't you make fun of my putty.
Last straw.
I fought long and hard with my parents to get access to that putty.
I press it against the funnies every day.
Family circle.
Chad's the kind of guy who says funnies instead of comics.
I could see that. Chad, you ever read the funnies?
Once when I had nothing to do.
What's your favorite?
I don't know. It was like 4 years ago. I don't remember.
I bet it's Marvin.
Marmaduke.
Is that the one about the dog?
Marmaduke's the one with the big dog that's always getting in trouble.
Eating pies off the counter.
And he's voiced by Owen Wilson.
Marmaduke, why are you so muddy in the house? Oh, no. Not again. This just happened last week and the week before. Oh, Marmaduke.
You see that strip where, like, he was too big and he was sitting on his owner?
Oh, Marmaduke. Man, you are a laugh a minute.
Life is a comedy of errors with Marmaduke.
Is the Family Circus still going? That was an abortion of a comic strip.
Yeah.
Why cut my hair? It'll just grow back.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Hey, kids. Who broke the lamp? Not me. And then there's like a little person named Not Me. And it's like a ghost thing. Because kids always say it was not me. What if Not Me was like a person?
Were there any comic strips that you guys liked a lot when you were kids?
I used to like The Far Side, but then I hit puberty.
I can't tell whether or not I like The Far Side. It's been a constant question.
The Far Side is extremely hit or miss, and even when it hits on kind of like a corny level that never makes me laugh out loud. It's just like,
I
feel
like it's made for like 37-year-old Midwestern men.
I feel like it's a Fleenus-y comic strip.
Calvin and Hobbes is so funny.
Calvin and Hobbes is okay.
I just read like one of the old comic strips, and it was something about like talking about eating people as a resource or like a resource solution. So I was like, yeah.
M is a cannibal.
Calvin and Hobbes, I feel, got a little old for me. Like, this kid is strangely in depth in his thinking.
It was too unrealistic for you.
No, it's just like,
excuse me, Calvin and Hobbes, how old is Calvin supposed to be? Because I cannot buy a kid his age. Now, I'm fine with Calvin and Hobbes, but I think it's a little overrated.
I don't have any, like, problems with it.
People love Calvin and Hobbes. They love it. It's their favorite thing in the whole world. I'm over Calvin and Hobbes. Get a life, Calvin.
How about Zits?
That one, I haven't actually looked at a newspaper comic section in a long time. I don't know what that one is.
Yeah, I haven't seen a newspaper in years.
They're still around, man. The olds are still alive. I saw a Doonesbury today. That's a comic
where everyone has square features.
Yeah, Doonesbury is the one where everyone has a nose like Steve Martin in the movie Roxanne.
Like a carrot stick?
There's a reference nobody will get. I guess it's kind of like a carrot stick if the pointy end was like stuck in the face. Yeah, I saw Doonesbury today. It was on boingboing.net because it didn't get ran in a whole bunch of newspapers because it was about abortion.
And it was just, is an abortion funny?
It was like, in the state of Texas, we've now made it so if you're going to get an abortion, you have to get probed with the rape wand. Rape, we're raping you. That was kind of the punchline. I guess in Texas or in some part of Texas, they either passed a law or were going to pass a law where if you're going to get an abortion, you first have to get this special ultrasound that involves shoving a wand in your cooter, in your scudge. Yeah, in your scudge. And so that's what the comic was about. Doonesbury's always a laugh riot. Bames. Doonesbury.
Yeah, he had a really sexy wife, like an incomprehensibly sexy wife, considering how stupid he was.
Who has a sexy wife? Bames?
Calvin.
Doonesbury.
Doonesbury? Like the guy who makes the strip or the character?
No, the character. I'm thinking of, yeah, Daggett?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, there's nobody.
I was thinking of Dilbert.
I've never seen anybody in Doonesbury that I would even come close to calling sexy.
Yeah, well, I don't.
But maybe if you're talking about Daggett, I could kind of see it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what. I'm sorry, I'm getting my comic strips mixed up. I don't know. One of them has like a sexy blonde wife. It looks like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that's got to be Daggett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Daggett the one that really loves sandwiches?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was like Bob the Builder.
Bob the Bames? Bames the Builder. Bames.
What?
When I write that Bames song, it's going to be called Bames the Builder. And it's going to be all about how you build stuff.
I've never built anything, though.
Bames is building a house. It's going to be so big.
More often, I destroy.
Bames is building a house just like the three little pigs. Bames is building it out of straw and brick and wood. I think that's what them pigs did. Bames is building stuff. It's a little rough around the edges. I'll work it out by next week.
Kyle, somebody should write a song about you.
But they never will. But they never will, because unfortunately, I have all the talent.
If somebody made a song for you, would you exchange it for a song about them?
No. No. I would accept it graciously and play it on the show. But I wouldn't exchange it for a song about them. It's not a fair exchange, if you ask me. I mean, for fuck's sake, you know way more about me than I know about you. Even you, Bames. I've talked to you a whole bunch, and you know way about more about me than I know about you. Should be way easier to write a song about me.
Does it ever, like, do you ever think about the fact that, like, you've made, like, over 200 episodes, and, like, people have listened to all of them, and they know everything about you? Like, does that creep you out?
It doesn't creep me out. I mean, I put it all out there.
I'm essentially data mining.
It's a little funny, though, like, just to think, because, like, I've said things on the show that I never told anybody before that were, like, I've told things on the show that were secrets up to that point. Like, I don't think it's a big deal at all, but, like, the whole fucking a peach thing that I told very early on in the show, I'd never told that to anybody in my life. So now a bunch of strangers on the internet know more about me than anybody did up to that point.
Yeah, now a bunch of Russian spam bots know all your secrets.
Yep. And the NSA.
And the Swedes.
And the Swedes. And that's the worst one of all, the Swedes. Don't get me started.
Yeah, those people are animals.
Those Swedes. All they want to do is take our freedoms. The Swedes hate our freedoms. That's why they did 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
they rode elk into the Twin Towers.
Yep. It looked a lot like Santa Claus coming to deliver presents.
I just imagine if the Swedes, like, went into the two towers and, like, instead of explosions, it'd just be like some type of, like, a custard cream would spill out, or like some type of pastry.
Maybe it was just a highly flammable pastry.
Yeah.
Something that burned.
Pastry burns at that temperature.
Yeah, exactly. Entirely. It doesn't burn hot enough to melt steel. Obviously, this was an inside job.
Becoming you with pastries.
Oh, Em, do more impressions.
It's probably I'm a German Scandinavian.
Keep going.
And also Austrian and possibly Japanese.
Is this your all-purpose accent?
M's accent consists in just getting higher in pitch.
I want M to be my dialect coach.
Would you like some streusel?
What was that one, Italian?
No, it's still like... I can't really... That's the only fun one. I can't really think of anything. I could do like a southern accent.
Oh, do that.
Okay, I can do a southern accent all day. It is super hot, let me tell you.
Em, have you always lived in Sub Carolina?
Weren't you, like, making fun of Sean for his accent a while ago?
Who, me or Em?
Em, making fun of Sean for his fake southern accent.
Yeah, but, I mean, he doesn't know how to do it right.
Em clearly does it better.
I lived in South Carolina all my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No, not really. People here are kind of backwards a little bit.
Where have you been outside South Carolina? I know you've been to England.
I've been to England. I've been to, North Carolina. And, one time I went to Indiana. Crazy, because they had tornadoes there.
You went to Indiana?
Yeah.
Indiana's a weird one because, like, the northern part of the state is basically the same as, like, Ohio or Michigan, and the southern part of the state is basically Kentucky. So I don't know where you were, but it could have either been, like, hillbilly Southtown, or it could have been Midwestern Northernville.
I think it was Midwestern Northernville because went to Lafayette. And Indianapolis, it's kind of like, I think like an hour and a half or 2 hours from Indianapolis. So that's kind of like the middle area. I don't know. But they had lots of casseroles there. Like, they use more mayonnaise than we do. So I don't understand.
They had lots of casseroles?
Yeah,
casseroles.
Like we had a funeral service and like everybody, like the whole church made like casseroles, like different types. Like they made a salad casserole. I'd never seen before.
Casseroles are the worst kind of food.
And they mixed them all together and they made a casserole.
Did they get in the Guinness book?
It actually made it into Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Like, best funeral casserole ever.
Can you fucking believe all these casseroles were made into one casserole? Ripley's.
Also, this black guy here.
Check out this black guy. He's got long fingers.
Spindly.
Look at this black guy spin a basketball on one finger. How does he do it? Can you fucking believe it? Ripley's.
Centripetal force.
We'll say, like, people in the South, they're actually, like, really nice to people they don't know. So I guess that's a good thing. Like, they're more courteous.
Unless their skin is a different color.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's no big thing.
They go in their separate doors. Like, we don't have to worry about holding the door open.
Em, what's your least favorite race?
I seriously don't have one, but...
Wrong. Mexicans.
The answer was...
Mexicans. Mexicans are the worst.
I was thinking like Pacific Islander.
Oh, Pacific Islanders are pretty bad too.
Well, the problem with Pacific Islanders is that you can't tell them different from like Mexicans sometimes.
I know. That's why you got to deal with specific Islanders.
I know. Can you believe I am in a podcast regularly?
Yes.
I can't say words.
You're in one right now.
Yeah, you're in one right now. And you're resenting every minute of it. Oh, boy. So, what do you guys want to talk about, huh? What's going on in your lives?
I don't know. I just read a bunch of fan fiction.
Oh, yeah? What was the series or property?
It was The Ponies.
Oh, yeah? What are you reading? Fallout Equestria?
No, I read that a while ago.
What are you reading now?
Just a bunch of one-shot clop fix.
Yeah, spanking that dick, huh?
Yep.
Paddling it.
Yep. Them ponies take it in the scudge.
Nope.
Chad, how do you feel about the fact that you're attracted to these cartoon animals?
It's very odd indeed.
Like, does it worry you, or do you get sad about it, or do you just go, it is what it is?
Yeah, I don't really care.
You know, like, you're just like, whatever. Whatever gets my dick hard.
Which happens to not be normal porn.
But you're cool with that. Like, you're 100% cool with that. You're just like, it's cool. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You don't cut yourself or anything.
Nope.
Well, that's good. If you're going to be a sexual deviant, it's best that you are okay with it.
Yep.
Chad, do you ever want to have kids?
I don't know.
Because I got to break something to you. It's going to be hard to do that without a human female. You're going to need to invest a lot of money in genetic research.
That's what imagination's for, man.
Me?
Sure, you can take a female.
Just close your eyes and put on some good techno.
What's that, M?
I said you could take a female embryo. Or not embryo, egg, and put it in a sheep, and then...
There you go. There you go, Chad. You can have a sheep give birth to your human baby.
Sure, that would
be pretty cool.
Chad, do birds ever get you going? Or is it just mammalian stuff?
I don't know. One time I thought about a parrot.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't know. One time I thought about a parrot.
Remember, in hand. Like, just mulling over, trying to make a decision.
Having a moral crisis. I need to hear more about the scenario.
Oh god. One time I thought about a parent. And it's so nonchalant, like,
I know.
I don't know, one time I thought about a parrot, but it was no big thing.
didn't really pan out.
I mean, I got a semi, but eh. So, Chad, tell me about this parrot.
What's her name?
Yeah. Are you going to bring her around to meet the family?
I don't know. The image just popped into my head when I was listening to the Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah, Bad Touch indeed.
You know what would be bad to touch? A parrot.
So,
but they're not mammals. So,
yeah. The marsupials.
Was it a parrot woman, or was it just a parrot?
No, just a parrot.
Oh, so you just wanted to fuck a parrot.
It was like the parrot from Aladdin.
Iago?
Ew.
Iago, voiced by Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Hello, Chad Beats.
Oh, Chad Beats.
My master just goes, half whack.
Chad, I want you to fuck me in my parrot hole. I want you to stick it in my cloaca. Chad, make me leg eggs.
Was this parrot being suggestive? Or was it just doing regular parrot stuff?
Oh man.
What was the parrot doing?
Some seeds.
Like in your fantasy, was the parrot like looking at you, like giving you the eye, or was it because parrots can talk, so was it like saying sexy stuff to you?
No, the image literally lasted about 2 seconds.
Oh, so you're a premature guy, too.
But the memory will last forever.
No, I just glazed it out of my memory and started thinking about something else.
You were like, get out of there, parrot. Now back to the muscle thigh dick girls.
Yeah.
Ah, these ocelots I can handle.
So are you typically into mammalian furries?
Yeah, for the most part.
You ever do an iguana in your brain?
The other week I was, you know, jacking into a frog.
You're a fucking gold mine, Chad.
It's a tree frog.
The other week I was jacking it to a frog.
All right, so was it anthropomorphic or?
Yes, does it matter?
It was book Frog and Toad.
It was posing on a lily pad.
Oh man, were its legs spread? I don't even know how frogs do it.
I don't know.
Do frogs have like frog parts?
I think they don't they just like ooze out eggs and then they have like a froth of sperm or something that goes over or something?
I have no idea how frogs
they
do
lay
it.
Eggs similar to fish.
But I bet it's really hot.
Apparently it was a character from EverQuest.
What do you mean apparently? You were beating what? Off to a mental frog, and then later you found out that it was from EverQuest?
Yeah, because in the tags, it was tagged EverQuest.
Oh, you were looking at a picture of a frog.
Frog, yeah. From Chrono Trigger.
So wait, when you said you were thinking about a parrot, were you looking at a picture online of a parrot?
No, that was a thought.
Okay, it was just a parrot flew through your brain for a minute.
Yes. Wacky thoughts.
Chad, what's the strangest animal you've ever been aroused by?
I don't know.
Sugar glider.
A while back, that was like a dragon zebra thing. I don't know.
Sugar glider.
A basilisk.
Are those
that runs on water?
Yeah, I was gonna say those are the ones that can run on water. They're also known as Jesus lizards.
They also just spin their legs, like they don't. Like, their legs can rotate 360 degrees.
Which is pretty hot, I gotta say.
Yeah.
M just posted a link to the frog race from EverQuest in the chat. I can see it. Pretty sexy.
I've never played EverQuest, so I'm not sure.
I don't know if they have good loot.
Doesn't matter, man. Had sex. Chad, if a human female made her way into your fantasies, would you just be like, "Ooh, gross, get out of here, bitch"?
No, because she would usually be drawn.
Oh, so you're attracted to some, like, drawings of chicks?
Yeah, sure.
But not real chicks?
No, not particularly.
Man, that sucks.
I think that happens a lot.
Chad isn't into 3D PD.
Chad is exclusively attracted to things that don't exist and animals that it would be illegal to fuck. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm attracted to guys that are probably gay, so, I mean...
Yeah, but it wouldn't be illegal to have sex with them if you, like, could convince them.
I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm attracted to, like, Metroids. How do I do that?
It's still absurd and unrealistic.
M, here's what you do. You go to a methadone clinic, and you bring along a dialect coach. Uh-huh. And you say, hello, heroin addict. I would like to introduce you to my dialect coach. He will teach you to speak in a British accent. And if you can manage to do it convincingly, we will bone.
As soon as you finish that glass of orange juice you're having, try out some phrases.
And then you'll get all the hot, gaunt peen that you're after.
All the joints you can muster.
I bet the guys that M is into have spines in their dicks.
Oh, ow.
Vertebrae.
All of their bones, all of their skeletal and musculature, or skeletal and muscular structure is spines.
Yep, yep, their arm bones are spines. Their leg bones are spines. Their whole face is just knotted up spines.
They come spines.
Chad, you ever jerk off to a spine?
No.
But you've jerked off to a hedgehog.
Well, yeah.
Which kind of has spines?
Well, yeah.
I mean...
Who hasn't?
The game coming out, it was announced this week, I think.
Did it get you erect?
With every new Sonic game, there's a new wave of 34, so that's a good sign.
Nice. Man, you are so into that Rule 34 shit, you just call it 34.
Yep. You ever into SBO the Chameleon? Charmy the Bee?
Oh, that's a good one. Are there any insect furries?
Yeah. I have like a weird phobia of bees, though, so I tend to stay away from those.
What if it was just like a nice, like, friendly beetle?
Friendly beetle?
An Atlas beetle.
Yeah, like just a nice, cuddly beetle.
I know, one time I was looking at some porn of like that beetle Pokemon. I don't remember what it's called.
Did it work, though? Like, it got you going?
Yeah. And there was this game that you could play where it was like a brick break game, and you were able to, like, remove it from the picture, and
oh,
you have another Pokemon, and
so
that was better.
It's kind of like Arkanoid, but, like, with every brick that you remove, you reveal more of the porn picture?
Sort of.
They're really making you work for your gross porn.
There was a stand-up arcade cabinet kind of like that at this arcade I used to go to, but instead of, it was a different kind of puzzle game where you had to, like, trace stuff, but, like, every time you got rid of pieces, it would reveal, like, this anime porn picture.
Someone did that with Sonic stuff a while ago on Newgrounds.
It was fucking sick, and anybody who played it should be ashamed of themselves.
There's some type of famous hentai artist that, like, got around the censorship, rules in Japanese art by, like, having women and insects, like, together. So that
was
better.
That's how, like, tentacle porn started.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
hey, M, I got a serious question for you.
Yeah, okay.
You're into anime, right?
Yeah.
You're a little bit of a weeaboo. Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked into getting your vagina pixelated?
That would be great.
Get that scudge all mosaiced.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, actually.
I don't know how much it costs, but the Japanese girls get it done all the time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I would be into that.
Em, do you hate your vagina?
Yeah, a little bit.
Em, when's the last time you banged out?
Banged out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, banged out.
Like you were getting Chinese food.
Yeah. When's the last time you called up a dick delivery service?
Oh, well, I live with my parents, so I only, yeah.
Not recently, like then.
3 weeks?
Has it been over a year?
Yeah.
Have you ever? You know what? I think making fun of virgins is fucking stupid. So if you haven't, I'm not going to make fun of you for that.
Well, let me.
Wow, that sounds like a no with some kind of like statement at the end, like a clarifying statement.
Oh man, I'm just thinking that it's gonna go on. It's gonna get posted later. I don't really want to go into it.
Oh no, Em, you haven't banged out.
I just, oh man.
Hey, it's all right. Bames doesn't even like banging out.
Ew.
And he's done it. So take it from Bames. It ain't all it's cracked up to be. And C-Jess hasn't done it either. And she doesn't even want to.
I don't know.
Oh, I feel bad now like I outed a secret. I didn't mean to out a secret. But I don't think it's a big deal. I think people put way too much emphasis on that stuff. I mean, you know, I've kind of gone into it before. I don't think it's anywhere near as big a deal as people make it out to be. And it's not as awesome as people make it out to be. But I do enjoy touching a butt every now and again.
That's where it ends.
But that's where it ends. Get out of my house. I touched your butt. Now get the fuck out.
But
Chad is making space popcorn. I don't know what's happening.
Out of the vacuum.
Oh, yep. M.
I just opened the airlock, you guys.
No, we're in the spaceship.
What just happened, Chad?
Took the case off of my iPod.
Oh, that'll do it. So, M, if I made you feel terrible?
Yeah, I just...
Oh, yeah, I have? Oh, no! No! How am I going to fill you with babies now?
Yeah, I just hope people won't
stay for me. Who gives a shit?
Miss Nick is going to be all fun.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, Miss Nick might give you a little shit. Miss Nick will want to, like, just take your virginity just to be nice. She'll think she's doing you a favor. She'll be like, "Em, let me lick that scudge."
You know, it's funny
scudge
because
slurping.
It's not so much like it's funny because we could talk about you having sex with a peach, and that's more normal than me saying that.
Oh, for Christ's sake! Don't get all hung up on it. It's not a big deal. It really doesn't matter. Like people do make it a big deal. Like, you know, there's a whole movie called The 40-Year-Old Virgin because that's how much of a big deal some people think it is. But it's not a big fucking deal, man. It's just an activity. Like, there's really no difference between before you do it and after you do it. People make it like this coming-of-age, rite-of-passage thing. Like, oh, I did it, and now I'm a man, or now I'm a woman, or whatever. Now you've passed on to adulthood, and oh, you've never done it? What the fuck is wrong with you? It's not a big fucking deal, man. I didn't feel any different after I did it.
It's not that, like, I haven't had opportunities. It's just, like, I have...
You're too cool for them.
No, it's like I wouldn't do that with just like anyone. Like,
aww.
And it's not. And I'm not being like Christian crazy or anything.
No, no.
Just, like, I don't want to do something that personal with just like, unless it's like perfect. So.
Well, I do think chances are you're putting too much value on it, but that doesn't mean I think you should go out to a bar and bang a stranger either.
No.
I'm not giving you that advice. But I do think maybe, like, if you really are waiting for, like, the perfect person to do it with, like, if you want to do it, but you're like, but I want it to be perfect, it's never going to be perfect.
No, but I want to be comfortable with the person, and that hasn't happened. But okay. I've had opportunities, like, it's not like...
Comfortable makes sense. Although I've never been comfortable while doing it. I can't even imagine what that would be. But that makes sense to me. But like the kind of trying to make it like a real sentimental thing, I really think is a mistake. Because and most people do that. Most people like they want it to be more than it is, and it just it never will be. Like even if fucking Chad, I'm not answering you again, Chad. Sorry. He keeps losing the call and then trying to call back, but all he does is sit there and make background noise. So I'm sorry, Chad. I love you, but I'm not picking up again. But yeah, it's not. It's just not. It's not a fucking big deal. It really is just a thing. It's really no different from arm wrestling or thumb wrestling. It's just a fun thing that two people do sometimes.
I think people like when they're younger, usually that happens. And it just didn't.
Right. Yeah. Well,
then I got older and I was like,
The problem is that the older you get, like. The more a person is going to think it matters, like it'll almost feel like if you met somebody tomorrow and you were like, this is like a few weeks in, you were like, this is the one, this like I'm totally comfortable with this person and I'm ready to do this. They might then feel a little weird about it, not necessarily weird about you not having done it before, but weird about the fact that they're going to be your first in that.
That's the other thing I'm thinking. Do I even want to tell the guy? Like, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I mean, it shouldn't be a what the fuck thing, though. But it is kind of a little bit of a mind fuck because it's like, oh, shit. Like, so I'm going to be the first one. Like, what if I do this wrong? What if I, like I'm thinking on their part, like, what they would be thinking, like, what if I fuck this up? What if, like, her first time is just awful? What if
I break it? Well, I will.
Yeah, what if I break her scourge? No, I just mean, like, what if I fuck this up for her? What if, like, this is her first time and I just make it awful? And I don't know. Like, I could see it being pressure on the other person, but not that I don't want to give you shit to worry about, but... Whatever. I really don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, I just haven't told pretty much. There's probably, like, three people that know that.
Well, not anymore.
None of them are my friends.
Not so. Anymore, Em.
One of them's me.
Now it's out there.
Awesome. This is going to be great. I can't wait for Sean to hear this. It's going to be awesome.
Does Sean not know?
No.
Really? Is it? It's that big of a secret?
I haven't directly told him or anything.
Is it something that, like, you're really uncomfortable about?
Being as old as I am, yeah.
How old are you?
28.
I guess it's old for that, I guess.
Yes,
but it's
it is.
I don't feel like that's old, and I do feel like people put way too much emphasis on that shit. Like it just doesn't matter. Like it's not a. I don't know. Mean, I just don't think it matters.
Just think about how they reacted when Bames was like, "Yeah, I don't really, you know, masturbate or anything."
Yeah, but the thing is, I see Bames and I see you as proof that those people are fucking psychotic.
Yeah, but it's like a natural standard.
Because I'm like the best. I'm like the pinnacle of human sanity.
It doesn't matter if you're the best or not. You're certainly not the worst.
Yeah.
And
not the worst.
And the people that like I think are crazy are the people who like Miss Nick. And I love Miss Nick. She's great, but she's a little psychotic about sex. She talks about it like she can't imagine going, you know, a year without it. Like, holy shit, that would blow my fucking mind. That's insane. You're an insane person if you can't imagine a year without sex.
Yeah, but I think the standard is that most people have a certain amount of experiences and things when they get to a certain age. So if you haven't hit those milestones, and they're like... if they find out about it. So it's just like, I don't know. They get weirded out.
Well, Em, if you hit 30 and you still haven't done it yet, I'll give you a good banging.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It'll be so comfortable.
Like, I don't even know he's there.
Purely for utility.
It'll be just a friend thing. It'll be... I can't even say the things.
Do you think this is the first time somebody said this to me? No, like,
but it's you do realize that I'm not making a serious offer, right?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
I mean, not that like, I'm not going to over-explain. Wow. I'm not going to over-explain. Not that you're like gross
Kyle
or anything.
Totally has a crush on you, Em.
Okay, you know what? Let's fuck, Em.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You know, it's just because I'm on the internet.
Give me a little bit to get my van fixed, finally, and then I'll drive out, and we'll bang.
Okay.
It'll be great.
What happened to that internet lady you were talking about?
Oh, fuck her. I don't know. Nothing happened since then, because I haven't talked to her since, except that she got my messages about wanting to touch her butt, and I think she said, like, you're a silly man, or so. I don't know what she said, but... I don't think I'm going to bother with that.
I'm calling the
police. Yeah, I'm calling the police. Yeah, that's what it was. Nothing's going to happen with that. I don't think I'm going to bother with it. If she comes out here and then calls me and says, I'm here, I'll just be like, well, fuck you. Because I don't want to deal with that. Because if I stay sober, which is the sensible thing to do, it'll just be weird and awkward. We don't really know each other. We're not really friends. And if I get drunk... I'll try to turn it into some kind of weird sexual encounter. And so I don't really want to do either of those things. So I just won't bother with it.
I don't know. It kind of sounds funny to have her on the show, but yeah, I wouldn't like self-rape yourself.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I'm not into it. I got kind of mad at myself. I listened back to last week's episode and, the whole fucking thing was about sex, which,
gross.
Yeah, yeah, and Orion tried to change the subject a couple of times, and I just steamrollered over him. I was like, no, fuck you, we're talking more about how gross vaginas are.
I mean, it's an endless topic, so...
It really is. Em, you ladies need to get those things taken care of.
I know.
You know that game, The Cave?
About my vagina.
Yeah.
I don't know about that game, but I know Cave Story.
Both.
Which is also all about vagina.
It's a Metroidvania and a place where there's a carnival.
Yep. It's a sex ed sim. Oh man, sex, guys. You know, if Obama would stop putting so much emphasis on sex, we could all get past this.
It's pretty nor. All right.
It's what's pretty nor.
I was.
Speak your mind, Em. It's cool.
It's just that it's like for most people, it's just they think about it and they do it all the time. It's just like the standard of how most people behave. It's not.
Yeah, and that's
strange.
Gross.
Assuming you could get the situation that you would want. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want to do it?
I don't know. For societal purposes?
For your purposes, whatever that means. If that factors in what people think about it, then that's fine. But whatever that means to you.
I don't know. It's hard because, like, I would... I don't know. All the guys, like, I've... wanted to be with, like, they were with other women.
Oh, man.
It's kind of sucked because it just never worked out.
Yeah.
So, if it was them, I would say, like, I don't know, 8 or 9. But, like, it just, I don't know if it's because of the way I look or what, or it's just never works out. Like, I can't find a guy that is attracted to me that I'm attracted to, so.
Well, I know that feeling. I bet you've had guys straight up hit on you. Like
most of my male friends have told me that they, yeah.
Well, I've told you I want to fill you up with babies, but I mean, I bet you've had guys like really hit on you, like for real, for real. But I've had girls just flat out hit on me too. And I've never been interested. And I feel like that's kind of the way it goes. Like, I feel like unless your standards, and they don't have, like, this sounds shallow, but unless your standards are, like, on the floor, people who just come up on you and randomly hit on you are probably not going to meet them.
Yeah, it's just never been, like, I don't know. I've never liked anyone really, really, really like them, and they've been available, so, yeah, that's kind of... That's been my, this part of my problem. The other part was that I never had people, like, I had a bad childhood, so I didn't really do a lot of the things that most kids did.
What do you mean you had a bad childhood? Tell me about your childhood, Em. We're going into therapy hour.
I had an alcoholic parent, so.
Oh, mom or dad?
Mom. This is like psychiatric cast.
Well, I don't want to make you talk about anything you don't want to talk about, although I kind of already did with your virginity thing.
Yeah.
But I kind of enjoy this sort of talk. I think it's more interesting than me asking who let the dogs wear short shorts.
I do too. I just worry like what people are going to think later.
Well, I doubt your parents are going to listen to it, and I really don't think anybody else cares. If they can hear me say that I fucked a peach and still be fine with me, and for the most part, everybody's fine with Chad Beats, and he just admitted to jerking off to a parrot. I'm pretty sure
something
they're going to be
effect.
They're going to be fine with you, pretty much whatever you say. So I don't think you really have to worry about being judged too harshly. I think in terms of that, you need to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
So like, what ratio percentage wise do you think Obama is black to white?
I don't know. He's got like kind of a Nesquik color to him.
Do you think the Quick Rabbit and Obama are related?
I bet it's his dad.
Yep.
I think it's him.
The Quick Rabbit is Obama's dad, and the Lando Lakes butter chick is Obama's mom.
That would be the best thing if Nesquik just had Obama on it.
But wearing rabbit ears, like one of those headbands with rabbit ears on them?
Yeah. And they made, like, he was in the same pose, like he weren't supposed to notice.
He's got a giant spoon. And there's a pink Obama on the strawberry Nesquik. Oh, pink Obama. Thanks, pink Obama.
But it's like, it's pink, like, body, but then his face is still brownish.
No, I want to see a pink face. I want to see a pink face.
Oh, all pink?
Maybe he can have brown hands.
No, he has pink hands, but he still has like the bright white undersides of hands.
Oh.
Why is that, by the way?
Why do black people have white palms?
Yeah.
Because
of white hot chains on their hands.
I don't know. It's one of life's little mysteries.
Every person is born with a little bit of good in them.
It's because they masturbate too much and the black rubs off.
I'm getting very disappointed. I'm trying to find a sexy picture of the Nesquik rabbit and nothing's coming up.
Oh.
I'm just getting all these pictures of Obama.
Yeah, just type,
you have failed me.
Just type sexy Obama into Google image search. Oh, God, I'm going to have to Photoshop Obama onto the Nesquik package now.
And you'll have to make him provocative, like a Lola rabbit. Lola bunny, rather.
Obama. Well, Em, we've learned a lot about your sexuality tonight.
Oh, God, please don't remind me.
I love it. I love hearing these kinds of things.
I wouldn't mind telling you. I just know that it's going to go up later.
Oh, I don't know what you're worried about. Like,
don't
what
worry.
Do you, what
nobody
do you,
ever listens more than like 45 minutes in.
What do you think anybody's going to say about it? You think they're going to be like, Em, what the fuck? Get your rocks off, bitch. I don't know what you think people are going to say.
What's wrong with you? Ew.
Em, you have a disease and it's called virginity, bitch.
Em, why don't you get your dick wet?
Yeah, Em. Come on, get your dick wet. Oh, God. Plus, to be fair, I don't know if this is fair. It's actually kind of unfair in a way. But I feel like a girl can get away with it more in terms of being ridiculed for it. Like, dudes are expected to be hornballs who are out there sticking their dicks in whatever. But I think, like, a girl who says she's a virgin, Like if like the 40-year-old virgin, like they make fun of him big time, but if it was a girl, I think they'd make fun of him less.
It depends. If I was in Saudi Arabia, it wouldn't be such a big deal. I would be probably worshipped.
Yeah, well, you're not married, so.
Yeah. Ideal.
You should just say that you're a strong, independent
I should just be like, I'm a Christian woman and I don't believe. Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
I don't believe in penises.
I don't believe in, yeah. I'll just say that. Yeah, it's because I'm Christian.
You're a strong, independent black woman who don't need no man.
Oh, God. I kind of wish sometimes that we lived in, like, the 1800s where it wouldn't...
I don't.
I do. What do you long for from the 1800s?
It wouldn't be so strange.
Oh, because you would just be seen as pure.
Yes.
And chaste.
People were pretty strange then, though.
Lord.
Em, here's what you gotta do. You gotta...
change identities?
You gotta put on a short skirt and some heels and some whore makeup. And then go.
That sounds like work.
Go to wherever people collect food stamps.
And just twerk.
And just, yeah, twerk. Just twerk.
If I did, it'd probably look like somebody was holding a gun to my head and I'd be like.
Em, you ever twerk before?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you twerk.
Yeah, when people hold guns to her head.
Em, how many times have you had a gun pointed at your head?
What, this week or?
In general.
Average per month.
I don't. You guys do know I live in the South.
Have you seriously ever had a gun pointed at your head?
No. No.
I have had a gun pointed at my torso.
That's kind of scary. How did that happen?
I told the story a long time ago, but...
Some black men looking for PS3.
Yeah, pretty much. I was working at GameStop, and a couple of African-American gentlemen, of course, that's irrelevant, but they came in at the end of the night when we were trying to close up, and one of them brandished a gun, and I didn't even know until my manager, who was behind the counter, because I was out, like, sorting stuff on the shelves, my manager was like, Kyle! And I was like, what? And then he kind of like gestured with his head towards the dude. And I looked at him and he had a gun pointed at me. And I was like, oh, okay. And he told me to get back behind the counter. And I did. And then we tried to give him the money out of the registers. But I couldn't open the register on my own without a manager. So my manager's emptying one register. And the guy's like, empty the other one to me. And I'm like, I can't. He has to do it because he's the manager. I can't get it open. And he was like, oh, all right. And then... got all the money out of the registers, and then he moved us to the back of the store, and he asked for the money out of our pockets, which kind of pissed me off. I gave him the money out of my front pocket. Thankfully, when I didn't give him the money on my wallet, he didn't get suspicious, because that had my whole paycheck in it. Mm-hmm. And then they left, and then the cops showed up, and that was the whole deal. Got robbed at gunpoint, Em, because I'm a badass.
I know, it's very sexy.
My one experience in the face of the black.
Yup. That was my one experience with black people. I've never seen one outside of that context.
Were you scared when it happened?
No, but not... I always try to stress that I don't think it's because I'm brave. I think it's because the whole thing felt ridiculous to me. Like, it just felt surreal. It just didn't...
just imagine you, like, in the 9/11 plane, like, this is absurd.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it was like. Like, yeah, I had a gun pointed at me.
Eye roll.
Technically, that guy could have killed me. He had a gun pointed at me. But I just, the whole thing felt so weird and unreal that I just was kind of like, okay. Like, when he told me to open the register, instead of, like, freaking out and going, I'm sorry, I can't. I was just like, I can't. He's got to do it. So, I figure, if I'm being rational about it, they didn't come in there to kill people. You know, the gun is just a means to an end. They didn't want to kill anybody. They came in there to get money.
Yeah, I've seen Lost.
Yeah, where nobody ever shoots anybody. And my ex-roommate, John, thought that was shitty because, man, they're always pointing guns at each other, but nobody ever shoots anybody. I always thought that was a dumb complaint because, like, I think most of the time when somebody points a gun at somebody else, they don't actually intend to kill them.
Unless they're angry or crazy.
It's a deterrent, bro. Don't try anything funny, because I got a gun. Whatever. Wasn't a big deal to me. But so you've never had a gun pointed at your head?
No, but I do have a friend that has a huge amount. He has two girls, and he bought his daughters paint guns and...
Paint guns?
Tank.
Tank guns. What is a tank gun?
It's paint gun.
Paint.
P-I-N-K.
Paint.
Pink.
Okay. Oh, pink. Pink. Okay. Man. Come on. Oh, get that God. Accent under control, M. Pank? Pank guns.
Haha, I said it wrong and tricked you.
Okay, one more time, Em. What are they?
Pink.
Pink.
Pink. Pink. I can't say.
There you go. Say it like that, and then I'll get it.
Pink.
Okay, got it. Pink guns.
Does it really, when I say pink, does it sound strange?
It sounds like you're saying pank.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah, like pank pill.
And you know what? Most of the time, I don't feel like you have any really, like, I mean, your accent doesn't sound exactly the same as mine, but you don't really have any perceptible accent. But when you say pink, it sounds like pank.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's okay. Like, when I say, there's a town in here called Charleston,
okay.
And I can't say the, like, char roll, it's hard for me to say the R.
Charleston?
Yeah, it sounds more natural to say Charleston.
Charleston?
Yeah.
Charleston Chews.
Charleston Chews. That sounds more natural than Charleston.
Charleston. Charleston. Charleston. Charleston. I think I would have more trouble saying it without the R.
Charleston?
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 Oh, we're boring Bames.
I'm sorry.
I thought I had my mic muted. You know I'm sleepy.
Oh,
little baby Bames.
Bames needs another soccer drink.
Yeah.
You got any more Jones soda?
Nope. I glugged it all down.
This episode is going to be gold. People are going to listen to it. They're going to be like, what is this shit? But then they're going to get to the M virginity part.
No, God.
They're going to be like, bombshell. Holy shit, you just blew the internet wide open.
I think I'm not going to get on the internet for like 2 weeks after this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll find you.
It's really more of like, I need to get over it.
It's not a thing. Like, I would be embarrassed if I were you if I tried to make it into some kind of activism. like,
I just don't want people to think, like, I don't, that's not part, like, it's, like, I know people think that having sex is, like, a part of them or something, but it's not really, like, that's because I don't want to bring it up because then it's just, like, Emily the Virgin, like, that's not a part of me.
Yeah, just be like it's not a part of you.
Yeah, yes, like Bames does.
But people won't be able to do that. That's my problem.
Be like Bames.
Yeah.
I wish I could be like you, Bames. You're super cool.
Bames was like...
Every opportunity.
Bames is like, bitch, I don't even want your scudge. And then bitches all over the internet were like, what? My scudge? You don't want my scudge? And Bames was like, hell no, nah, bitch.
Ain't give a damn.
Exactly.
And then I was like, ew.
Oh God. Did you have any more topics, Kyle?
No, I didn't have any topics, period. I was like, because I forgot Orion wasn't going to be here. I was going to drag that who let the dogs wear short shorts thing out forever.
That would have gone on for 2 hours with Orion and it would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Because he would have been like, so hang on.
So
dogs wearing short pants?
I feel like you're referencing something, but I don't know what it could possibly
short shorts
be.
Like hot pants?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
So who put them on the dogs, though?
Wait a minute. So what are these dogs you guys are talking about? Is it
like... dogs. I feel like I should know what these are, but...
Is that like an 80s thing?
Yeah. Dogs? Is that like slap bracelets?
Wait, this is like a video game, right? I don't play video games, so I don't know.
Dogs, is that like Blaster Master?
Some kind of anime.
Oh, man. Orion doesn't know what dogs are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, It hasn't been a long show, but we could probably end it here. We've done a good 2.5, well, not 2.5 hours, but close to it. We could end it here and end M's misery.
No, that's exciting. For later.
We'll end M's misery later? Yeah. Oh, is that for when you go and point a gun at yourself?
And then twerk.
And twerk. M, send me a twerking video.
Yeah, put it on Vine.
Oh, God, these vines have got to stop. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I don't have a smartphone, so therefore I am not interested in what people are doing with their smartphones, but these vines have got to fucking stop. You know what these vines... Obviously, Bames does. Em, you know what vines are?
Yeah.
They're these, like, tiny little videos that get posted kind of like how people post Twitter pictures, but... Every time I click on one, the volume is muted by default, and it's just these stupid little, like, just post it as a real video. There's so many places to post videos on the internet. Quit posting vines, you fucking idiots. Quit making up new shit. I don't want your vines. Put it on YouTube. Fuck you. And with that, we will end this episode.
Yay, we got a Kyle rant, sort of.
Kinda, sorta. So thanks for listening, everybody. As usual, you could email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought, or if you'd like to, you could email Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com. I think I left the .com off of mine, but fucking figure it out, asshole. If you want to leave us a voicemail that I may or may not play, probably won't, you can leave it at 616-328-5581. Or if you'd like to call in during a live show, which you should be listening live. I mean, you're kind of a piece of shit if you're not listening live. You can listen live at IJustHadATerribleThought.com/live every Friday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time, or daylight time if that happens to be the time of year that it is. And you can call in at that same fucking number, 616-328-5581, or you can Skype us. It's Kyle.Aldrich on Skype. You can check us out in the forums. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. Get in there and weigh in on M's virginity.
Oh, God.
I think M should be not a virgin. Send. you can check us out on the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/hitchhat and twitter.com/hitchhat. Excellent places to find out when we're going to go live, although you should fucking know because I just told you. It's Fridays at midnight, you idiot. It's also, Twitter's a great place to see what kind of stupid shit I say throughout the week. And if you want to just have a conversation with me, that's probably the best place. Spreadshirt. itchat.spreadshirt.com. You can get on there and get yourself a shirt. Pony shirts, logo shirts, whatever, you know, turtle team shirts. It's all the same. And I think that's about it. You can also donate. There's a big old donate button on the main page of the website. IJustHadATerribleThought.com. And that's about it. And I think shit might have just went robot, so this might have just been perfect timing. You guys say a thing real quick.
Rada-rada.
Yep, you went robot. Okay. That's it for us this week, you guys. We'll check you next week. Word!